20. Flint City General Hospital, Department of Pathology and Serology. To Detective Ralph Anderson, Lieutenant Yunel Sablo, District Attorney William Samuels. From Dr. Edward Bogan, date July 14th. Subject, blood typing and DNA. Blood. Several items were tested for blood type. The first was the branch used to sodomize the victim, Frank Peterson, a white male child, 11 years of age. This branch was approximately 22 inches long and 3 inches in diameter. A section about halfway down has been stripped of its loose bark, likely because of rough handling by the perpetrator of the crime. See attached photograph. Fingerprints were found on this smooth section of the branch. They were photographed and lifted by state criminalistics before the evidence was conveyed to me by Detective Ralph Anderson, Flint City PD, and Trooper Yunel Sablo, State Police Post 7. I therefore state that the chain of evidence remains intact. The blood on the last 5 inches of this piece of branch is O positive, which is the victim's type, as confirmed by Frank Peterson's family doctor, Horace Connolly. There are many other traces of O positive on the branch, caused by a phenomenon called splashback or sudsing. These likely flew up as the victim was sexually violated, and it is fair to assume that the perpetrator also sustained splashback on his skin and clothes. Traces of a second blood type were also found on the specimen. This was AB positive, a much rarer type, 3% of the population. I believe this to be the perpetrator's blood and speculate that he may have cut the hand he used to manipulate the branch, which he must have done with great force. A great deal of O-positive blood was discovered on the driver's seat, steering wheel, and dashboard of a 2007 Econoline van found abandoned in the employee's parking lot behind Shorty's Pub, 1124 Main Street. Spots of AB-positive blood were also found on the steering wheel of the van. These samples were conveyed to me by Sergeants Elmer Stanton and Richard Spencer of the State Criminalistics Division, and I therefore state that the chain of evidence remains intact. A great deal of O-positive blood was also found on the clothes, shirt, pants, socks, Adidas sneakers, jockey underpants, retrieved from a 2011 Subaru discovered at an abandoned boat landing near Route 72, also known as Old Forge Road. There is also a spot of AB-positive blood on the left cuff of the shirt. These samples were conveyed to me by Trooper John Corita, Post 7, and Sergeant Spencer of the SCD, and I therefore state that the chain of evidence remains intact. No AB-positive blood has been found in the Subaru Outback as of this report. Such blood may be found, but it's possible that any scratches the perpetrator suffered in the commission of the crime had clotted by the time he abandoned the Subaru. It is also possible that he may have bandaged them, although the samples are so small that I think this is unlikely. They would be minor cuts at best. I recommend that any suspect's blood type be ascertained quickly due to the relative rarity of the AB-positive type. DNA. The line of samples awaiting DNA testing in Cap City is always a very long one, and under ordinary circumstances, results cannot be obtained for weeks or even months. However, due to the extreme brutality of this crime and the age of the victim, samples obtained at the crime scene have been put at the head of the line. Chief among these is semen found on the victim's thighs and buttocks, but skin samples were also obtained from the branch used to sodomize the Peterson boy. And of course, there are the blood samples I have already discussed. A DNA report from the semen found at the scene should be available for potential matching next week. Sergeant Stanton told me the report might be available even sooner, but I have dealt with the DNA issue many times before and would suggest that next Friday seems more likely, even in a priority case such as this. Although it is outside protocol, I am compelled to add a personal note here. I have dealt with evidence from many murder victims, but this is by far the worst crime I have ever been called upon to examine, and the person who did it needs to be captured ASAP. Memo dictated at 11 a.m. by Dr. Edward Bogan.